mere fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some
Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. Our guests include the No Mothers Band and Leah Barley and Converse Cowboys. On CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is violins, not violence. And so we are going to listen to a group that is Medicine Show Band, a Medicine Show family, Clay Ravens, from with their song Farm Frenzy. So, I guess that is coming up next. And let's play another song right away. This is Kala Sira with his none of these links are working. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, CITR 101.9.
101.9 FM is
in Vancouver.
Your weekly guide to all that is new, weird, and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program. This Saturday, January 23rd, Party Well presents UBC's biggest fundraising party ever, FutureFest 2.0. 100% of the proceeds fund the construction of wells in Ethiopia through Charity Water. There will be an epic lineup and holograms made by UBC students. Happening at 8:30 p.m. in the Great Hall of the Nest, come get your tickets from the Party Well fam or online while they last, so you can have the time of your life while helping save a life. Check out Party Well on Facebook for all the information.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes.
Okay, we're back. And I have here that I queued up the Clay Ravens with their song Farm Frenzy. We'll be right back. at least this far away, if not a little further away when you're singing. You sing nice and strong.
And this life says we'll need now for the sake of the cows. The taking to the resistance won't sing for all. And the bullpen's getting violent. There's cracks in the wild. Gonna take you out.
Welcome back. Welcome back on the Medicine Show. Can you hear me out there? There we go. My headphones are not working. Anyway, so we are back on the Medicine Show. And despite the few little bit of glitches, excuse us there, we are back with a little bit of announcement. Samuel Romero, one of the Medicine Show family members, which is a past guest, has an alcohol-free event called Earth Heart Hum Community Fundraiser Celebration. And Cathara's Filipino Indigenous Art Society Fundraiser. So the night will be a celebration for many things. First, the official celebration of Earth Heart Hum Part 1, the music of Samuel Romero, is being printed and released into the world, as well as funding community arts events beginning in March at the Beaumont called Community Mandala Day. The night will also be a fundraiser for Cathara's third International Babylon Babaylan Conference, Filipinos and Indigenous Turtle Islanders Revitalizing Ancestral Traditions Together. That's Saturday, January 30th at 7 p.m. Till 12 a.m. at the Beaumont Studios at 316 West 5th Avenue in Vancouver. Community, music, art, and tea. Doesn't that sound nice? Other musical guests include Karina Keeling Music and No Century, as well as Cathara Filipino Indigenous Arts Collective Society, with 20% of all proceeds going towards community arts events. The cost starting at $12, $15 at the door, and $25 with art party swag. And that's like a CD and some mandalas and some different art stuff. So do check Facebook and search for Earth Heart Hum Community Celebration. Now, our first guest tonight is a couple of brothers from a band called No Mothers. John and Taylor Kostelic are brothers raised in...
Oh, you got that wrong now. It's Tony.
John and Tony Kostelic are brothers raised in southern Alberta. Did I get it right that time?
Sure did.
Silly me.
It's all good, man.
Now playing Vancouver and now playing music in Vancouver, they both play viola, sing, and share songwriting duties for No Mothers. John also plays with Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys, who will be playing next on The Medicine Show. And John also plays with The Living, correct? All right. Tony plays with another band, Opus Arise, which we had a couple of guys from that band in here last week, Craig Schnibble and Sean Hillman. So Tony also plays with Vonnie and the Hot Jets. And this is just amongst other projects. You guys got a lot going on. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. Very nice to have you both. You got to come into the microphones a little bit. Hoard the microphone, if you will. How about if we go into a song right away? Because I talked so much that the ears are hurting out there.
Well, I'm sure that this first one's gonna hit you all. This is called Credo. This is one of my songs. This is a song that's about stuff you might believe in, stuff you might not believe in, and stuff you ain't sure about yet.
Credo, like a C-R-E-D-O?
Yeah, that's right.
Credo.
Marching down that path that we've been set, for I don't believe in living in a way we will regret, and I don't believe in hanging on to things we thought we knew, and I don't believe my teachers, all except for one or two, and maybe it's their conclusions which I've drawn are not complete. But I believe that I can change my mind if ever I should please. And I believe, my friend, I do believe in song. And moving on, don't linger long. And I believe, my friends, you do as they see right. No need to fight when your burdens lie. And I believe we came from energy, from polyps and from stars. And I believe that chaos birthed us and still makes us who we are. Which puts us in a box, and I can't believe the speeches of those heroes who are not, and I don't believe religion that still murders as it wills, for what's so goddamn wise about philosophy that kills? And maybe I'm a pessimistic, senile, grumpy man. But I believe in being better, and I do believe we can. And I believe, my friend, I do believe in song. And moving on, don't linger long. And I believe, my friends, who do as they see right. Don't need to fight when your burdens lie. And I believe we came from energy, from polyps and from stars. And I believe that chaos birthed us and still makes us who we are. Well, I don't believe the marketing of politics these days. Those power-hungry psychopaths deserve no thanks nor praise. And I don't believe in anyone who hates his fellow man, or those who see it happen and still couldn't give a damn. Then maybe there are people who just cannot get along. But I believe that they're still learning how they've gotten it all wrong. And I believe, my friend, I do believe in song. And I'm moving on, and linger long.
and I believe my friends can do as they see right. No need to fight when your burden's light. And I believe we came from energy, from polyps and from stars. And I believe that chaos birthed us and still makes us who we are. And I believe, my friend, I do believe in song. And moving on, don't linger long. And I believe my friends will do as they see right. No need to fight when your burdens light. And I believe we came from energy, from polyps and from stars. And I believe that chaos birthed us and still makes us who we are.
Jason.
All right.
Absolutely.
My pleasure. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, CITR.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful. An independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
We are back on The Medicine Show. Welcome back to The Medicine Show. We are here with No Mothers. Welcome, guys.
Hey,
say
hey.
Hello. Can you hear yourselves there?
Here, well, I can hear myself in the room. I think there might be a little bit of the headphones in there as well.
All right. Well, so you guys wanted to tell us the difference between the album Bicycle and the new one called The Mothers, the No Mothers EP that you've just finished.
The No Mothers EP. Yeah, we just released it. Just over a month ago, December 19th, that one came out. We released it online. I guess that's a big difference. Instead of making a CD, we just left it online. It's five songs, so it's a short one, but I think it's really good. It's got the full band on it, so that's pretty different too. The first one was mostly just Tony and I, so that first song you heard, Credo, is an old tune of ours. We usually play it just the two of us, but there's some drumming on that first record, but the new one we have Paul Paco playing drums again, but Michael Vaughn playing upright bass. So it's a bigger sound, a fuller sound, way more rocking and way more groovy.
I was going to say, it sounds like the band has evolved quite a bit from a two-man. I've watched a bunch of those videos, and you guys are, like, very fun. And it sounds like you guys would make good, do lots of those. You could do sort of, like, wedding gigs and corporate gigs and stuff that duo thing. It was really unique, right? But then you got now the whole band. So what is the other instruments besides the two violas that's in the band?
Well, we've got kind of a stripped-down drum kit that's snare drums, sometimes with brushes, mostly with sticks now. That's kind of evolved a little bit. And we've got a kick drum in there, and we've got some hi-hat more recently. And then there's upright bass is the other new instrument. It used to be that we had that.
Deep bass.
Used to be, like you mentioned, we had that more raggedy kind of down-home folk sound that was a bit more travel-ready, a little bit less robust, a little bit more fiddly shreddy. But I think this new direction, if you listen to the EP online, you can listen to it at nomothers.bandcamp.com. And it's definitely, the new direction is a little slower, a little bit more rock and roll. Much more groovy, I think.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah, man.
Right on. So, I didn't notice that you guys were mentioning diminishing your reliance on fossil fuels by bicycling a lot.
Yeah.
And in fact, you named your first album Bicycle. So it sounds like this is like a big part of your life, the bicycles.
It is a pretty big part. In fact, we have a song called Bicycle. Maybe we'll play it. We might play it soon.
You have a song called Bicycle on
top. It's kind of a love
all.
Song. Kind of a love song.
In
to
love
the
with
bicycle.
Your bicycle?
Oh, man, all the time. We loved it so much that we re-recorded it on the new record because we wanted to hear it with the full band.
I understand. You know, hey, I'm all for healthy pursuits. Don't get me wrong. I love it. So what do you guys think of the, you know, Vancouver, in case anybody's not from Vancouver and listening abroad? Vancouver, like other cities, has made an effort to include bicycle traffic on the public roadways. What do you guys think of these bike lanes that are happening around town?
I think they're fantastic. I think they're...
How are they working for you guys?
It's nice. I mean, I've been biking for a long time before there were that many bike lanes, so it hasn't changed too much. I guess it feels safer, but I think it removes a lot of barriers for folks who are new to bicycling. I think it makes them feel safer to be on a bike lane that isn't the road. And there are lots of folks cycling now, more and more all the time. It's really exciting, actually.
Keep off the psychopath, man. Oh, it's better. I just changed my headphones, man. That's so much better. Okay, so why don't we, now that I can hear you guys, I don't know about you, but how about another song?
Maybe we'll play Bicycle.
Yeah, I think we've talked it up. I think
talked
it's about
up
time
that
to bring
puppy.
It in, yeah.
Right on. So I guess besides from the obvious, is it a metaphor for anything, or is this just for the love of bicycles?
I think this song is full of metaphor. If you haven't heard it yet, it's a little bit, it's like an outlandish sort of ballad story. A lot of almost pseudo-mysticism going on in this one. The special kind of medicine in this one for y'all if you haven't heard it yet.
Beautiful.
This is one of John's old songs. I hope you enjoy it.
Love it. Well, that's to be heard, hey?
One, two, three.
When I first moved here, I was just 17. Had good ideas, but was young and naive. I bought a bicycle, but it treated me so mean. So I went searching for a kinder machine. I'd never been until I found a shop I'd seen in a dream. Inside was a bearded man as big as a tree. His mouth was filled with gold, he smelled like the sea. And he said, boy, I know you've come a long way indeed. But don't you trouble, I got just what you need. And in the corner was the bike of my dreams. It shone like lightning, it had 23 speeds. Bicycle, oh bicycle. Bicycle,
oh yeah, you're
shining
bicycle.
So keen. Bicycle, oh yeah, bicycle. Bicycle, oh, me and my bike wear a fiercer shade of green. Around, but it's the last of its kind. It's old as the Buddha, but it's riding so fine. It'll take you anywhere, it'll turn on a dime. When you're feeling heavy, it'll cross any line. Oh, this bike's a racehorse, oh my God, can it fly? Bicycle, yeah, bicycle. Green.
style and original rhyme. A burning matchstick and a mercury dime. Two matching snowflakes cured in dandelion wine. He shook my hand, said, son, that's fair as can be. And I said, thank you, sir, for setting me free. Bicycle, 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 tell me where you gonna go. Bicycle, yeah, bicycle, bicycle. Me and my bike, we will serve the road. Bicycle, yeah, bicycle, bicycle, I said bicycle, bicycle.
Bicycle song. Wow. That's passionate. Do you guys want to just go right into another song?
Yeah, we can do that. Maybe we'll play a little bit of a softer one. How's that sound? This is another one off the new EP. This one's called Far Away Home. I guess it's about... Oh, I'll let you figure out what it's about.
Okay. We have to do a little bit of thinking then, I guess.
To guide me, show me where to go. 'Cause my feet are tired of stumbling through this cold and trackless snow. Just to try and understand where it is I've come from and where it is I am. But those maps, they showed me nothing, and they've fallen from my hands. Are mine the only footprints in this vast and wild land? Sins of my toil, and all I've lost to sorrow, I'll someday find as joy. At the end of every nighttime, a new day waits to show another road to point me to my faraway already home. May the wind dissolve the footprints that tell of where I have roamed. I will leave no lasting gestures and no graven marks in stone. And may I be swallowed utterly by time, which claims all things, for I am just a melody while the wild wind still sings. Of my toil, and all I have lost to sorrow, I will someday find as joy. At the end of every nighttime, a new day waits to show another road to point me to my faraway already home.
Okay, so now what was that one called again?
Far Away Home.
Far Away Home. Okay,
there's
so...
there's another one of John's songs. What a guy.
So you guys are in quite a few projects here, and can you mention something about the Inclusive Fitness Project?
Oh, Inclusive Fitness. Well, Inclusive Fitness is...
closer.
Inclusive Fitness is the name of, a brand new CD. It just came out today on CD, actually. It's been out online for a little while now, but...
Yay.
With the band Strength of Materials, Ford Peer and Strength of Materials. So Ford writes all the music and does a bunch of singing and yelling and gesticulating. Ford's an old hand in the punk rock scene. He's played with DOA for a while and his own project, the Ford Peer Vengeance Trio. But this is a project with he's just singing along with a string quartet. And it's kind of, we've been calling it, I don't know, chamber punk rock. It's pretty experimental, pretty raw sounding. This is our first full length record.
It's really well done, but it like you said, it's very experimental. Very, you know, good on you guys for like, you know, don't be held back by a genre, I say.
Yeah, there's some weird sounds. All the people in the quartet are from really neat backgrounds in Vancouver. A bunch of people are in the free improv scene and lots of other projects. The album was co-produced and engineered by Howard Redikoff, who did the first couple Mother records. So we're working with a really good team. I guess that's why it sounds so good.
So is it easy to find No Mother's online presence?
It sure is. Our online. I thought for one second you were talking about our presents, which are harder to find. You have to come to our house to get them.
Present under it, like that.
But
a birthday?
Yeah, there are all sorts of kind of events you can give them away at. We have our main website is nomothers.ca.
Yes.
Like I mentioned earlier, there's also nomothers.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
We're also No Mothers on Facebook and No Mothers on Instagram.
There you go.
Lots and lots
You're
of
Googleable.
Ways to find us. We're super Googleable.
Okay, well, where'd you get this name from?
No Mothers. We
I've
have to explain that one a lot, actually.
Yeah,
it's like half of our performance is just this.
It's just are that we're actually okay.
I think we're actually getting worse and worse at telling this. Why don't, John, you take this one?
Okay, I'm going to try this one. So it's
you can embellish if you like.
Yeah, we should really make up a good story. But what it is really is just a no auntie your mom joke. You can't
right.
When you got a brother in the band, you just can't go insulting people's mothers. It's self-destructive and... Even a casual SOB
you
doesn't
know,
get you very far.
I got this is funny. I got the names wrong at the beginning of the show, and then I corrected myself after he said that. But so you are brothers with different last names, then, right?
We have the same last name.
We have the same last name.
I just got the first name wrong. Okay, so I did want to clear up that if I had gotten that part wrong.
I was going to lie on radio and say that Tony's adopted, but
yeah, well, that would have really flown. Yeah. Sure, my mom's. Hey, shout out to our mom right now, and shout out to all mothers, but particularly our mom. I don't know. She's probably tuning in.
She's probably asleep. She's in Alberta.
Good for
she always
you.
Knows way more about what's going on in my life than I'm comfortable with. And I don't know how she's doing it. I suspect she's paying someone.
Well, you know how you get. Okay, when you examine your life and you look back 5 years, right, and you say, you really thought you had it together 5 years ago. You think, I'm doing better than I ever have or whatever. Maybe you're not even in a bad place, but you think I've at least got some perspective from my life. Look back at your life right now. Think back 5 years ago. Do you really think that you had it together or do you think you've changed or a better perspective now, right?
Yeah, some good hindsight now.
Yeah, well, can you imagine if you had like, half a century more experience and wisdom, people take it for granted. I think that people get, they like get psychic as they get like really old.
Oh,
yeah. If they don't go see now, you better watch your tongue because these people really know, they can read everything about you, you know?
Yeah.
Well, although I think, you know, it's important to develop your psionic abilities at any age, but I agree, being a graybeard does not hurt.
There you go. I hope. Well, let's hope that we gain some wisdom along the way. Anyway,
that'd be nice. That would be.
Yeah. Gift. Okay, I'm gonna take us into a break here, and we will come right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're back on the Medicine Show. Lots of crickly cracklies tonight. So we are back with No Mothers Band, and they have a couple of gigs coming up at 8:15 Tuesday, January 26th at the Roxy.
Yeah.
With Will Ross Band, and that is one gig, right?
Yeah.
And then the Café du Soleil, February 20th, with spoken word artist Sebastian Wen.
Yeah, that'll be really great. You can find all that on our website. We'll have that. That February 20th gig just came up, but we'll have that on the website within a day or two, and you can find all that there.
Excellent. So, like I said, check him out at the Roxy on Granville.
Yeah, early show. Doors at 8, and we'll be on shortly after that.
Okay. And they are at nomothers.bandcamp.com and nomothers.ca.
Yeah. Excellent. Nomothers.ca is the one to remember. You can find our Bandcamp from there, too.
Get everything from there. Okay. Thanks a lot. And so let's do one more song, and then we will come back with Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys after that. So what song is this?
Well, this next song we're going to do is an old Appalachian tune called Old Joe Clark. It's his ballad. It's kind of a silly song. It's a little bit meaningless unless you go real deep, in which case you'll find all sorts of things. But
oh, it's an old traditional song.
Old American old song. Day. You'll like this.
Absolutely.
He preached all over the plain, but the only text that he believed was Hilo Jack in the game. Round and around, old Joe Clark, round and around I say, he followed me 100 miles to hear my fiddle play.
I like this. Ah.
Yellow cat, she'd neither sing nor pray. She'd stick her head in the buttermilk jar and wash her sins away. Round and around, old Joe Clark, round and around I say, he followed me 100 miles to hear my fiddle play.
Oh yeah.
I say, he followed me 1,000 miles, hear my fiddle play. Fairly well, old Joe Clark, fairly well, I'm bound. Hey, fairly well, old Joe Clark, it's time to leave this town.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Jason. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, well, right now we're going to go in and listen to another Medicine Show family member, which is a past guest. This is Cohen Kane with The Janitor. We'll be right back with Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys. on the Medicine Show with Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's well, it's really good to have you guys in the studio.
I don't know.
And did you have a question right away?
No, I was just checking in with Ross. I forgot what song we were going to play first.
Oh, well, we can decide upon that in a few seconds.
All right,
absolutely.
Let's talk first.
Well, yeah.
Don't rush me.
Don't rush me, man.
Don't rush
me. Got stuff going on here. Just want to mention that NACO and Medicine for the People wish to help the global community by focusing some attention on some causes they believe are worthy of help. To continue the work, we'd like to bring light to Project Survival Media. Acronym PSM is a global youth journalism program dedicated to broadcasting stories of survival and ingenuity in the face of climate change. Their media teams report on pressing climate stories, amplify voices underrepresented by traditional media, and strengthen the political dialogue on what is realistic to ensure longevity of our survival. So, youth photographers, videographers, writers, and producers are sent to the UN climate negotiations to assure the underrepresented alternative perspectives receive frontline attention. Not only does PSM act as an excellent real-life experience for young journalists, but these efforts also facilitate awareness of organizations battling important climate issues worldwide. So you can please feel free to visit ProjectSurvivalMedia.org to watch videos and donate towards this pressing cause. So, as I said, we have Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys in the studio tonight. And the Converse Cowboys are John Kostelic, as you may have guessed. He's back with us here in the studio. And Ross Christopher Fairbairn, along with the folk. Leah Barley is a Vancouver-based bluesy folk singer-songwriter, self-taught banjo and guitarist, frontline woman. She tells her tales. What's that? Frontline woman? Front woman. Leah Barley tells us her tales of love, loss, and epic bike rides with beautiful tones and ridiculous range that will make your hair stand on end. That is vocal range. Leah is also a registered holistic nutritionist and a vocal and performance coach, and teaches the empowerment of the voice workshops. Did I get everything right? It sounded like stumbled on a couple of things.
There's a lot to say in there. I do a lot of things.
She's a lady of many hats.
Yeah, all the things.
Accompanied by the Converse Cowboys violist John Kostelic and instrumentalist Ross Christopher Fairbairn, the trio bring a dynamic, gut-wrenching, raw, and sometimes hilarious show that you are sure to enjoy. Does this mean you guys are also available for weddings and corporate gigs too?
Sure, why not?
All right, so, well, I guess we should, after saying that, we should give people a chance to find is it easy to Google you?
Oh, definitely. I've got a website, and it's leahbarleymusic.com. You know, same thing with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. It's Leah Barley Music, and as well with Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
Excellent. So did you guys, while I was giving the long version of the intro, did you guys decide on the first song that you'd prefer?
Yeah, we're going to do something funny first.
Okay, can you tell me what it's called?
Mr. Brown.
All right. Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys. Go ahead, guys.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, you good?
It's been 7 years that I loved you. There'll be 7 more that I'm sure. No need to own you or call you mine. Love you, do me fine. You're sugar sweet, baby, so are you. Mr. Brown, when will you come back to town? I've been dreaming about your kisses, your love, and I've been missing. Mr. Brown. When will you come back to town? I'm needing your love in the day. Don't know why we won't stay together. Winds of change, they just keep us apart. We'll pick back up when we left off, whatever we're same spot. Cause you are always in my heart. Mr. Brown, when will you come back to town? I've been dreaming about your kisses and your love, and I've been missing. Mr. Brown, when will you come back to town? Show up on my front door, wear nothing but a big red bow, Mr. Brown. When will you come back to town? I'm needing your love in the day. Up and down and around we go. Where it stops, no one knows. Baby, you always keep me guessing. Big old smile when you walk in. I'ma climb on you like a jungle gym. Life's for living and baby, it's what we do. Mr. Brown.
That was so good. I'm going to give you guys about 10 seconds to breathe and ask you to do more, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's totally
I totally turned my own mic down. I was saying that I'm going to give you guys a few seconds. What song do you would you like to do next?
We'll do another banjo song.
Banjo
picking. Yeah, there's some picking in this one. And this one's a love song. It's called Reunited.
So Leah Barley is playing the banjo.
Yes, sir.
And John Kostelic is playing the viola. And Ross Christopher Fairbairn is playing guitar.
Fairbairn.
I did.
He's kind of a big deal.
Don't be sorry. It's all good.
All right. You ready, guys?
Yeah.
And this is called?
Reunited.
Reunited. Excellent.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Down your suitcase and kiss me hello. Unzip your sweater to shoulder skin below. Sit down, my darling, I've made you a meal. Stay here and watch you while I hold back my tears. Cause it's been far too long since kiss your lips, taste it, your tongue, and it's been far too long since I stood by your side, looked in those eyes, and it's been far too long since I held your hand, called you my man.
There's a shake in my knee. Knock and you answer, my God, you're so pretty. Sit here and tremble while I eat silently. Unpack my suitcase while I hold back my tears. Cause it's been far too long since I kissed your lips, tasted your tongue, and it's been far too long since I stood by your side, looked in those eyes, and it's been far too long since I held your hand, called you my girl. My girl. My girl. My girl.
Lay here beside you and I watch you sleep. Lay here beside you, your breath on my cheek. Lay here beside you, your skin touching mine.
My God, you're so pretty.
You're so good to have you by my side. My side. My side. My side. It's been far too long since I kissed your lips, tasted your tongue, and it's been far too long since I stood by your side, looked in those eyes, and it's been far too long since I held your hand, called you my man.
My girl.
My man.
My girl,
my love.
Wee! All right. Wow. Absolutely. That's catchy and beautiful at the same time.
Thank you.
Catchily beautiful.
You know, that was one of the ones that I was listening to before, so I'm glad to hear it again.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Yeah, so you're a holistic nutritionist.
I am.
That's pretty intense.
It's pretty neat. I like bodies and things.
Well, and don't we all? Sorry, I had a bite.
Yeah. It's been part of my life. That's why I came to Vancouver originally, was to go to school at CSNN. And once I got here, music just kind of took over for me more and more and more. So it's still a big part of my life every single day.
Eat a special diet yourself that's nutritious? Like, are you like a vegan or a vegetarian, or are you high protein, or what's your trip?
I am a human.
Do you like Mars bars deep fried once in a while?
Every now and again, it might happen. I might have a bite, but I don't use labels for myself. If other people want to, that's totally fine. But
put you in a box, girl.
For me, you know, I give my body what it needs, and sometimes it says, "Give me a hamburger." So I go I go and find really great meat, and I'll eat it. Because sometimes I might punch someone if I don't eat some meat. So,
I understand.
You know, but true story. But majority of the time, you know, I buy from the farmer's market, and Ross and I go usually every Saturday, and you know, do all that stuff. And I just try to take care of my body as best as I can.
Well, if there was somebody that was out there listening, would you have any advice on maybe just even a small step, that what is the most important changes people can make right away to live healthier lives by changing their diet?
Drink water. A lot of water. Also, the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time, do the best you can. 20% of the time, give yourself some leniency, or else you're going to go nuts.
Yes. Right? This is very important. I do agree with you. You do need a bit of indulgence without having total vices about food.
Don't beat yourself up for eating a piece of cake or having a couple beers or whatever. Like, live your life, but when it goes to the extreme, that's when you need to be careful. You know, but it's you know, don't be gluttonous, that sort of thing. But it's you know, take care of your body as best as you can, and also have a little fun, you know.
Okay, so how do you get water? Do you drink purified water yourself?
I have a system at my house. I have a Scentivia water filter.
Do you think that if people are just doing their best by using a Brita, or do you think that that's still a little bit?
It's just drink some water.
Drink something.
drink water. And no, it doesn't count if your water is in your coffee. That doesn't count. That's what my dad says. I drink lots of water. I have four coffees a day. That is not water.
You know, I was drinking. I mean, I was reading about this on the internet just yesterday. I mean, yeah. It's funny that we come up with this. But it was saying that when people say 8 ounces eight times a day, they're not taking into the fact that your food itself, like having some soup has fluid in it, having a juice is, you know, as much as that it's not cold water, it does have a lot of H2O in it. Mm-hmm. This helps.
It does help. We do get a lot of water from what we eat, but also just straight up drinking plain water, our bodies also need that.
Okay, I think we got it. So what do you think about dehydrated food? Do you think that, I mean, people say you got to eat a lot of fresh food.
Yeah.
And then there's these people who are, you know, there's a saying eat nutrients and eat supplements even. And there's a debate about that. How do you feel about greens, the product greens? It's like it's a dehydrated vegetable, which in theory it's good, but it's still dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have the same enzymes. What do you think about these products? Can you take the cheat about eating your veggies and just take a scoop of greens?
Well, it depends on the company and how they create that supplement. There are some supplement companies that do a fabulous job of dehydrating things properly so that they don't kill off all the enzymes and it's still an actually really powerful product. We don't have very much access to those fabulous products, and when we do, they're not the cheapest. But there's definitely a time and place for supplements. You know, they're not there to be taken every single day for the rest of your life. They're there as boosters. And that's what people forget, is that when we do have those times when we're dipping, we're low on something, you take a really good quality supplement and you're going to feel great and it's going to get you back on track. That's what supplements are for.
Yeah, yeah. And so does cooking actual food actually destroy nutrients?
High heat cooking, yes. High, really, really, really high heat for a prolonged period, yeah, it'll slowly kill it off. The second you cut into a vegetable and it starts getting oxygen to it, then uh-huh. nutrients starts dying off. So, but then once you add heat, then it starts killing it off. So that's why when we steam vegetables, it's only 5 to 8 minutes. It doesn't need to be cooked for half an hour until it's mush. That's not food anymore. You want things to still be crispy and awesome and colorful. And taste fabulous.
Okay. So this, I'll leave this subject in a second. Elders need high nutrition because they're, you know, getting older and they need to stay strong. But a lot of them have a lack of teeth. What do you suggest? Can you boil or blend, or what do you? You can't boil
soups.
It to crap.
No soups. You can get a Vitamix and put things in there and blend it up in 5 minutes, and then it's not
Beautiful.
Boiled to crap. You know, there's ways around, you know, people who don't have teeth, you know, and still giving them a fabulous nutrition.
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So having babbled on about nutrition a while, this is the Medicine Show. We like to encourage healthy, wholesome lifestyle as well as good energy in the music. So back to the music. What's going on with, I know you guys are going to play another song in a second. What about commercial releases and music that's available? You guys sell some of this music.
Yeah. I've got my old EP online. Both of them are on there, Fly Away and Close Your Eyes. And right now we are not at the halfway point yet, but I guess we have 17 days left of our Kickstarter. And that's for my new album called Time. And that's going to be a big 10-song album. We've got about 6 or 7 musicians coming in the studio with us for that. And it's going to be really big, really bold, really sassy, and a little bit rocking on there, some bluesy stuff, some folk stuff, some love songs, because I do those really well, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. That's why
but,
you're here.
You know, this is a real special one. This album is dedicated in memory of a really dear friend of mine named Bria, and she passed away in 2013. And the song Time itself is the title track. And that's a song that I wrote kind of as an ode to women to stand up for who they are and what they believe in. And this is something that Bria taught me a lot about. So it's kind of what I do, why I do what I do.
Sounds powerful. I'm dying to hear it. Let's go. I mean, excuse me.
I hit your heartstrings there, didn't I?
You did. Now it's on my mind.
I know. Hey.
Well, bless your heart for writing the song. Let's hear it.
You want to play it? Well, The boys don't know this song yet. Do you guys want to do another song first, and then we'll get into this?
Oh, after that, we can we'll sit, we'll listen. How about that?
You want? I'll serenade you guys. Oh man, it's a big one to do right now.
This is called Time Itself?
Yeah, Time. Yeah.
Oh, Time.
Stand up, little girl. Tell me what you like. Forget them photographs. They're messing with your mind. This world is yours to take. Open up your eyes. Your words are powerful. Better use them wise. And now go. Don't you waste your time. Stand up, little girl. Tell me what you like. Forget them poison pills. They're messing with your mind. This world is yours to take. Open up your eyes. Words are powerful, better use them wise. Cause you will see what you can be when you stop listening to society. Just trust yourself and that heart of yours, and you will shine. Just give it a little time. Say to a little girl, tell them what you like. Voice your boundaries and speak your society. Just trust yourself and that heart of yours, and you will thrive. Just give it a little time. Stand up, little girl. Tell me what you like.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Leah Barley.
You're very welcome.
That was intense. Great stuff. So let's keep the music rolling right along.
Sure.
Since we're going to run out of time before that we even know it.
You guys want to play Come Home?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Do you want to mention something about this? I know that you're trying to raise $10,000 in this short period of time with your Kickstarter thing. Crowdfunding.
Yes, sir. Crowdfunding. So basically what it is you're pre-purchasing the album. So you're trusting that I'm going to make something super kick-ass, and you're going to buy it first, and then we're going to make the album. And then you get it after. So the thing is with Kickstarter is if we don't hit our goal, we don't get any of the money. So it's kind of this really scary kind of deal about it. So
where does the money go if you don't make the $10,000? Does everybody get it back?
They get it back because it's online. It's on like Visa cards and stuff. So their cards don't get charged until the last day.
And so here's the deal. $10,000 is what you actually need to make this super rad 10-song beast of an album.
Yes, sir.
And
sure is.
Leah Barley has done her homework and made a whole business plan down to the dollar to figure out how much this is going to cost. Well-planned out thing with a kick-ass cast of musicians.
Sure. Yeah.
So, how can people help if they want to pre-order some of that fabulous voice?
You just go on to kickstarter.com
yes.
and look up Leah Barley, Time, a new album by Leah Barley, whichever you want. And there's all the incentives that are listed down on the right-hand side. So if you want, they're all in contribution amounts, I shall say. You know, so download code is $10, a signed CD is $20. And if you want to contribute more than that, you know, there's $50 and you get an art card with it that my sister is designing. She's an amazing artist. And we've also got some cool prizes in there, like you can come be in the studio with us for a day and see how it's all done. There's another one for I'll write you your own song, you know, stuff like that. So if you feel called to contribute more than just the album, there's different cool prizes that you can get. So
can people no, I'll ask you afterwards.
What?
Will you consider doing collaborations in exchange for dinero?
In exchange for dinero. Well, see, that's the thing is we need to have the money to be able to make the album.
That's
so
what I'm saying. If people contribute.
Yeah.
Does that open the doors to later collaborations with other artists?
Oh, later. Yes.
Beautiful.
Completely.
Okay.
And, you know, if people don't have the funds right now, I totally understand, you know, people not having funded. So I ask that people share the link and just get super excited about what we're doing and help spread the word because that helps just as much.
All right. And you can find all this information on the internet presence. Look up Leah Barley Music.
Yep.
And so Sunday, January 24th, headlining at Pancakes and Jam.
Yes, sir.
This is one place you can see her. Tuesday, January 26th, solo at Hyde Restaurant. Yep. January 31st, headlining at Living Room Session.
Yes.
Find all that information online.
Yes.
And let's hear that song. What was it going to be called?
This is Come Home.
Come Home.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. I'm, by the way, I mean, I don't mean to, like, you know, get all sweet, but it's really good.
Are you a fan now?
Oh, yeah. I was before, but now I'm like, I'm all googly.
You're all googly? Well, we'd love to come back. We'd love to come back for sure.
Oh, please. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Medicine Show family forever.
Yeah, yeah. And I really love that you mentioned Sam's event earlier in the program. Sam and I used to live together at the Spark House.
Really?
For quite some time, actually. Yeah. And Sam and Karina is one of my really good friends. So it's nice that a bunch of people you've been talking about, they're all really
good
friends of mine.
It's funny. I booked No Mothers without knowing that you shared a band with them. And then we booked the Opus Uprise.
Yeah.
Arise or Uprise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Opus Arise last week without knowing that these guys are in that band. So love these connections. Everybody's
know, right?
So related. It's like, okay, so sorry to interrupt again. Go ahead with the song.
It's fabulous. Were you good there, Roscoe?
No, I'm getting worse.
This song is called Come Home.
And this is the ancient song
Tuning.
The tuning. This is the tuning song. It won't take very long. It's okay, okay, anyways.
Trade so can. All right. But they won't let us.
Let's play this. All right. Got up and walked out one sunny afternoon. Left me standing alone, alone in my room. Thought I had one more day to hold you in my arms. Now I'm falling down without you here. Yes, I'm falling down now that you're gone. I'm falling down without you here. Darling, please call home. You ain't got no place to go. Baby, please come home. Need you by my side, John Boy. These tears keep falling, keep falling from my face. Cause there ain't no one who can take your place. Why'd you have to leave me the way you did? Cause I'm falling down without you here. Yes, I'm falling down now that you're gone. I'm falling down without you here. Darling, please call home. Ain't got no place to call. Darling, please come home. Ain't got no place to call. I'm falling down now that you're gone. I'm falling down without you here. And I'm falling down now that you're gone.
you please come home? You ain't got no place to go. Darling, please come home. I need you by my side.
Beautiful, beautiful music on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys. Woohoo! Absolutely wonderful. So, you know, we've wound down to the end of our show. We are here every Friday night, 11 to 12:30. And we are on 101.9 FM on from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to my parents. Thanks to everyone listening. To the guests, Leah Barley, Ross Christopher Fairbairn, John Kastelic, Tony Kastelic. Did I get everything
you
wrong?
You got it right, yeah.
Woo! Medicine Show. We will be back. We're going to listen to... We're going to listen to some Medicine Show family, which is past guests, with a song called... This is from a band called Parno Drom. And this song is called Marjanja, But Don't Smoke It. Well, the song is just called Marjanja. It's a traditional gypsy jazz song. Have a great night. See you next week. Medicine Show, CITR.
Stay tuned for the night show.
Yes, coming up after this song is DJ Ray on the Late Night Show. Special guest. Stay tuned for some funky sounds and dance music. Late night drum and bass, that's what it is. Good night.
Девушку-цыганку в золотых серьгах. У нее подвижные ножки.
мальчик, он женится хочет, паренек.